I feel the need this morning to read a few verses of Scripture. I don't have a lot. I'm just going to speak to you just for maybe 10 or 15 minutes. Famous last words. Revelation chapter 1, Revelation chapter 1, beginning in verse 1. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 1. I won't hold you very long. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servant things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto the servant, his servant John, who bear record of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before the throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us. You know, he first loved us. The Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He first loved us. Jesus said in the 14th chapter of John, he said, no greater love hath a man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friend. He loved us so much that he went to the cross of Calvary to save us, to redeem us, to give us eternal life. Tonight we're going to come together and we're going to try to observe the Lord's Supper. And this is there's great meaning in the coming together and the unleavened bread and the fruit of the vine. And it signifies and it memorializes his great love toward us. You know, we look through the Scriptures and over again. You can't get away from the fact that the love of God has been demonstrated in the giving of his only begotten Son. But God loved us so much that he gave his Son to redeem us and save us. If you want to see the full expression of the love of God to a lost and dying world, it is seen in the cross of Calvary. Him taking our place. Him becoming a sacrificial atonement for our sins. Him paying the price for us. And we experience that love, don't we? Those of us that have been saved by the grace of God, we get to experience that love. And we need to praise him for the great love that he has demonstrated toward us. We read in the book of Romans that this love, we can't be separated from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Nothing can separate us from that love. Unto him who loved us. Do you know the love of God? Do you know the love of God that is in Christ Jesus? Bible says in Romans chapter 5, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God. I understand that peace, don't you? The peace that passes all understanding. I mean, experiencing that justification. I mean, standing righteous before God. Having the righteousness, the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. Having the blood of Jesus Christ applied to your account. My friend, if you've never experienced a believing application of the blood of Jesus Christ, you need to repent of your sins and put faith in Jesus Christ that you might know that you know that you know you're saved. You need to know these things. You need to know, I mean, not just know with an intellectual knowledge, you need to have a heart knowledge. He said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, wherein we have access unto this grace. Aren't you thankful that we have access to grace? Listen, all grace, all blessing, all the blessings that we enjoy as Christians, they flow through Jesus Christ. All of it, all the blessings of God are found in Jesus Christ. They're always yay. I'm thankful that I know Jesus. If you don't know Jesus Christ, you don't know the blessings of God. The blessings and favor, the mercy, the grace, the goodness of God, all these things come through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Listen, if you want to know the way to God, it's through Jesus Christ. If you want to know the life that is in God, you have to know it through Jesus Christ. He is the way. Those of us that have experienced that wonderful, marvelous grace, oh, listen, if you've never had a work of grace in your life, you need to come and seek Him out. Know Him for yourself. Listen, there's a lot of people in the world that are very deceptive in their ways. There are a lot of smooth talkers. There are a lot of charlatans out there who are professing to be preachers and prophets and religious leaders. But let me share something. You can know that you're saved from God. Yeah, God will let you know. He'll let you know that you passed from death into life. He'll let you know that your sins have been canceled. He'll let you know about that love. He said in Romans chapter 5, he went on and said, not only do we have access to this grace where we stand and rejoice in the hope and glory of God, but he said we glory in tribulation. Because tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope makes us not ashamed. Because the love of God, everybody say the love of God, has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Listen, we're talking about knowing the love of God, not just intellectually, not just through some educational process, not through some catechism, not through some ceremonial ritual. We're talking about knowing the love of God because it has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Unto Him that loved us. Man, I'll tell you what. You need to not just know it intellectually. You need to experience it for yourself. I'll tell you what. When you come to the foot of the cross, you look on Him whom... when you look on Him whom you pierced, when you look on Him who has paid the sin debt for you, the one that is taking your place, when you look on Him who is there paying the price that you should pay, when you trust in Him with all of your heart, there's something that happens deep down in your soul that lets you not only know, but to experience the love of God. Sometimes we sing that song about the love of God in the Heavenly Highway hymn. And the last verse of that song was found in a hospital of somebody who supposedly had lost their mind. It was found in an insane asylum, written on the wall, that verse. And it talks about the depths of the love of God. I believe that individual had experienced the love of God. Unto Him who loved us, sent a friend, God loves you. The Lord Jesus Christ loves you. He loved you so much, He went to the cross to be a sacrificial atonement for your sins. I believe the church loves you. God's people love you. The Bible says if we don't love, there's something wrong with us. The Bible says if we don't love our brother, the truth is not in us. If the church doesn't love the world and is concerned about the lost world, there's something wrong with the church. We love you, and because He first loved us. We've experienced something in our heart, that agape love. Anyway, unto Him that loved us, trying to read these scriptures. All I want to do is read these scriptures and maybe have a song. But unto Him, listen folks, we need to glorify the Lord. We need to praise Him. I'm thankful. God loved me. And you know, He loves the downcast. He loves those that are out there, I mean, on the far, far, far distant places. He loves those that are involved in wickedness and evil. He loves the world. He loves the world, and He wants to save them. Unto Him who loved us, verse 5, and washed us. Aren't you thankful for the cleansing that's in Christ Jesus? He washed us. Bible says we're not saved by works of righteousness which we have done, but He saved us by the washing. Everybody say the washing. The washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. I'm thankful for the cleansing. He can take you and cleanse you and make you whole. I'm thankful for the washing in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, when it's applied to your life, He washes you. He makes you whole. Bible says that they washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. So there's a washing and a cleansing that goes on. Who washed us? How did He wash us? He washed us from our sins in His own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and His Father. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, He cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see Him. They also which pierce Him, and all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of Him. Even so, amen. Amen. God bless you. Appreciate you being here today. But I'm telling you, you need to know the Lord is coming. He's coming. He's coming in power and in great glory. And you need to be saved. You need to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. You need to be ready for that day. Because Shiloh's coming. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming. He's coming to take His redeemed home, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. He's coming in power and great glory. Behold, that day that has been spoken of in prophecy, it's coming. The Lord's coming in power and great glory. And He's going to redeem us from the four corners of the earth. He's going to send His mighty angels to gather the redeemed. I'm thankful I'm one of the redeemed. I'm ready for the coming of the Lord. And if you're not ready for the second coming of the Lord, you need to get ready. You need to seek Him while He may be found. You need to call upon Him while He is near. Aren't you glad you're saved? This is a true and faithful saying worthy of all acceptation. Jesus Christ came to save sinners. Amen? That's why He came. He came to save sinners. And He's going to make us where we can go into His presence. Our Savior is coming. The author and finisher of our faith. He's coming. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's coming. The Alpha and the Omega. He's coming. King of kings and the Lord of lords. He's coming. He's coming to take us home. You know, this world is so full of sin and it's so full of tragedy and sorrow. But I'm telling you, there's a day coming where He'll take us to the new Jerusalem. That, in that glorified Jerusalem, there's going to be no more death. There's going to be no more sorrow. There's going to be no more pain. There's going to be no more crying, for the former things will have passed away. I'm glad that there's a place prepared for the redeemed. I'm thankful that Jesus Christ went to prepare a glorious place for us. He said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll doubtless come again and receive you unto Myself. That where I am, there you may be also." I'm going there. And if you're not saved by the grace of God, if you've never experienced a work of grace, if you've never experienced the love of God being shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost, if you've never experienced the washing, you know, the Bible says long ago, though your sins be as scarlet, they can be made white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they can be as wool. There's a way in which you can be cleansed and forgiven of your sins. And it's through the glorious blood of Jesus Christ. If you never experienced the washing of regeneration, if you never experienced your sins being washed away, if you're not ready for the coming of the Lord, you need to get ready. You need to seek Him with all of your heart. I invite you to come to this altar and pray for yourself. Come to this altar and seek the Lord. Seek Him with all of your heart. Yes, the heart is desperately wicked above all things, and who can know it? Listen, your heart will lie to you. There are a lot of things that are confusing to the mind and to the heart. But if you will sincerely come to God, I mean, just come to God, just pour yourself out before God, He will manifest Himself unto you. Amen. He will let you know where you stand. Amen. He'll let you know what you need. He will show you your own heart and your own wickedness where you can turn from your sins. Amen. You draw nigh to God and He will draw nigh unto you. He'll help you forsake your sins. Amen. He'll help you come to the foot of the cross. I tell you what, He will remove all those things from your life where all you know to do is go to Jesus. I pray that you'll do that today. Let the congregation stand as they sing this song. There's somebody here and you've never been saved by the grace of God. I invite you to come and pray. I found the Lord in an altar just like this one. Just a few feet from the end. Poured my heart out to God that night and He saved me from my sins. I knew that God had just saved me. I knew exactly that what had just happened. You'll know too when it happens. Let's go ahead and sing. Anybody here lost? Need Jesus. Anybody here want to pray?
Why did He go?
He went to the cross of Calvary to save
for
your sins.
Why was His life's blood shed?
Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Why did He suffer like
no
man
has ever done? Do you know about the grace of God, the work of His grace in your heart and life?
There's just one reason. I am the one He loves.
Love.